Welcome to Peak Tales, a conversation about chromatography. Now here's your host, John.
Hi, this is John. Welcome back to another episode. Please pay attention and listen to the end of this episode, as I will have a very special loyalty promotion for loyal podcast listeners. Now, let's get right to the content. Everybody, welcome back to the Peak Tales podcast. This is John. I am here with Mark Sinnott today. And typically when we have Mark on the podcast, we are talking GC. Today is no different. We entitled this episode, The Completely Reimagined GC System. Hey, Mark, how are you?
I'm good, John. Thanks very much. It's been a while. How have you been?
I have been fine. And yes, it has since we've spoken on the podcast. But the title of this, when you sent it to me, really intrigued me as we were preparing for this. A completely reimagined GC system. What are you talking about?
Yeah, so, the Intuvo, I hasten to call it new because it's been out a while, but a lot of folks maybe haven't seen it. And a lot of this I would probably recommend, and we'll send some links to you as well, that you probably check online just so you can kind of see and visualize this, because a lot of these things are a little bit hard to visualize. But I think the easiest way to describe this is to talk about the things that maybe are not different from a regular GC. And so let's do those quick, and then we'll talk about kind of the neat things. How does that sound?
Great. So these are going to be the things that are the same, right?
Yeah.
In common with other GC systems. Got it.
Yeah. And it actually, in this case, it'll be the same or identical to our legacy, standard desktop or benchtop type GCs. Like, for instance, the inlet. So the inlet body is basically the same. So the liner's going to be the same. Septum's going to be the same. All of that's going to be the same. So you won't have to change any different consumables. It'll all be the same. It does support a splitless type inlet or the multi-mode inlet. And you can also have other things upstream, like a headspace analyzer, or you can use gas sampling valves, things like that. So it's still pretty versatile. On the back end, if we just kind of follow the flow path, because the middle is kind of what's different, detectors are also the same. Oh, incidentally, I'll back up. The Intuvo can handle one inlet. It can only handle the one inlet. From a detector standpoint, we can handle up to two detectors, and these would be of the standard type FID, ECD, TCD, and the list goes on. And we can also handle things like the SCD and also the single quad and triple quad mass spectrometer. So we can also couple it with these. It can also do backflush, by the way. So we can do mid-column backflush, post-column backflush, things like that. So that's kind of really all that's pretty much the same.
Okay, so what's reimagined and different?
Yeah, so first is the size. If you take a look at this thing, and again, I would invite you to check online, but the footprint is really small. And just for the folks who use mass spec, think of it about the same size as a single quad mass spec, but actually a little bit skinnier. So if you're using mass spec, then that's about the size. So it's actually smaller than a mass spec. If you're not using mass spec and you're less familiar, it's roughly the size of a really kind of large desktop PC, if you want to think of it that way, that might have a pretty large tower. It's about 20 inches high and about 11 or so inches wide. So it's really small. It's a very small footprint. And then the column itself is really where things get very different. And again, you probably need to look at this to get an idea. The column itself is a standalone piece, and it's not trimmable. That's probably the biggest difference from a standard column. So normal columns, you install the column, you trim it, you got to get it just right, cut the column perfectly, install it perfectly, everything else. This column has no trimming with it whatsoever. And it has a system where it comes with a torque screwdriver is the best, or nut driver is the best way to describe it. And essentially you place the column in, you tighten two nuts, and it clicks, the torque screwdriver or nut driver clicks, and it's set properly so that you don't have to do any extra turning or have to guess how tight those nuts need to be when you install the column.
So it is really a redesigned column. I mean, obviously, you got to see it to believe it, right? But you have a good analogy, I know, that we spoke about before. What would you, if you had to use a visual metaphor, what would it be?
Yeah, so it's kind of like a cinnamon roll. So if you took a column and you wrapped it around itself on, say, a flat table and coiled it up against itself like a cinnamon roll so that it's flat, and then attached it onto kind of a ring system, which is basically, again, you probably want to look at a picture. This is what it is. And what this allows us to do is to create a very small space needed for things like heating and cooling. And we can talk a little bit more about those capabilities in a little bit, but that's basically what it does. So it creates basically a very flat column that we can put against a heating device so that we can very rapidly heat and cool. And we don't need this big, huge oven with a lot of, current draw and everything else. One quick thing before we move from the columns is that some people might be asking, well, if you can't trim the column, how do you do maintenance? And the way you do maintenance is with the advent of the guard chip. And this is an area that is definitely different. We don't have these on our standard GCs. And the guard chip itself physically is just a very small plate that has a relatively long channel running through it. And it exists directly below the inlet and before the column. So basically between the standard inlet and the column itself. And this basically is analogous to a guard column, where you might use a guard column on a standard GC. And so this is basically the consumable that gets replaced. So if you were on a standard system, if you were doing maintenance and you needed to trim the column, you don't trim the column in this case, you replace that guard chip. And it's a very simple thing to replace. So it's basically pop the old chip out, put the new chip in, and then carry on.
Right. So you'd hold a few of these on hand in your lab, and then you need them, use them as you need them.
Exactly right. Yep, that's exactly right. There's a couple other differences as well that are just kind of minor. So because we're not installing a column in a traditional manner, there are no ferrules. But they're replaced by these little gaskets, which are basically just polyamide material that allow us to create the seals when we make these column connections and other things. And then there's some other what we call flow chips within the system that get a little more complicated, but those are just all related to the plumbing of the overall system and the like. But the main things are the column itself and then the guard chip.
All right. So we just talked a little bit about the column and how unique that is. Now, certainly a GC wouldn't be a GC without an oven. So maybe talk through what that looks like and how some of the advances there are certainly helping people.
Yeah, sure. So as I mentioned, the way the column is actually designed is very flat, and it takes up a very small amount of real estate, so to speak. And so when you install the column, it's basically up against a plate that gets heated. And it's kind of like early on, we called it like a panini press, because essentially you're kind of sandwiching that column between a plate, and that plate can be heated very rapidly and very, very and cooled very rapidly as well. So as a for instance, this system can heat up to 250 degrees a minute ramp rate across all the temperature zones. If you've ever seen a standard non-Intuvo temperature capabilities table, you'll see that it's kind of tiered. So we can ramp really fast when the temperature is low, but less so when the temperature gets higher. And that's because of all the thermal mass that we have to heat up. We've got this big oven with a lot of metal and everything else, and it's just difficult to heat that mass up. In this case, because we're heating such a small amount of thermal mass, we can ramp at 250 degrees a minute across the entire temperature range, all the way up to 450 degrees.
So that must also help in terms of cooling, right?
Yeah, exactly. So if it takes less time and energy to heat up that thermal mass, then it's going to consequently take less time to cool it down. And so just typical cooling rates would be somewhere around, if we're going at the max of 450 and we get down from 450 to 50 degrees, we can do that in less than about 3 minutes. So the result of this is the potential for very fast GC cycle times, because we can ramp very, very fast. We could cool really fast. If you've ever seen any applications for done on the Intuvo that are designed with fast GC in mind, you'll see run times on the scale of just a few minutes because we're able to just do this so aggressively.
That's great, Mark. Why don't you summarize for our listeners the benefits of this technology and why it might, you know, be the perfect time to take a look at this reimagined GC system?
Yeah, no problem. So, I mean, I think the first and obvious one is the simple column installation. And basically, that's one of the, probably one of the things that chromatographers around the world fear the most is, you know, installing that column. You know, you install it and then you kind of walk away carefully and hopefully you never have to touch it again because, you know, doing that might kind of mess things up. So the column installation is pretty simple. There's a small learning curve. I don't want to make it sound too simple, but it's definitely a lot simpler than a regular column installation. And this also is an improvement because you don't have to trim the column anymore. So like I said, you know, traditional GC, you install the column and you kind of don't want to disturb things if you can help it. In this case, install the column. The only thing you need to do for maintenance would be changing that guard column that we mentioned, or excuse me, the guard chip that we mentioned earlier. Also, I didn't mention, but it does have a graphical user interface. So it has a touch screen on the front, and it does things like automatic leak detection and things like that. There's also step-by-step guided maintenance. These are similar to some of the things that the 8890 has as well now, but the Intuvo does this as well. So basically, if you want to change a guard chip or something like that, just tell it that's what you want to do, and it'll tell you exactly what you need to do. Shut the GC down, remove the old one, put the new one in, things like that. So it's really nice. It just gives you step-by-step guided maintenance, and it has a lot of, you know, things like I mentioned, automatic leak detection and other diagnostics.
Excellent. And, you know, we'll have some links in the show notes if listeners want to go get a look at what this GC system looks like if they haven't seen it. As you said, it's been out for a few years. And it every year it just continues to gain popularity. More and more applications are written on it from industry, you know, as well as in the academic space as well. But we'll have some links for you, and then people can always contact their Agilent sales representative or their chemistries and supplies representative. They could talk to people like yourself, Mark, who are technical experts in this technology. And we'll just give people opportunities to explore this technology and see if it's a right fit for them.
That sounds perfect. I'll make sure we get that to you.
All right. Great, Mark. Thank you so much for joining us today. And we look forward to having you again on the podcast as well. Bye for now. Hey, thanks again for joining us for this important conversation. And I want you to look forward to some future episodes of the Peaktail Podcast. But right now, I'd ask you to share some of these with your colleagues. It's a great opportunity to get them to learn about things that they may not be familiar with. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts and any of the other podcast apps where you can find us, certainly. And let me give you that promo code. The promo code for being a loyal listener is 1599, 1599, only available in North America. And that gives you a one-time discount on some consumables and chemistries. There are certain restrictions that apply, and you can talk with your sales rep about all of that. But we want to provide that to you so that we can recognize you as a loyal listener. Tell your friends. That's pretty much the way podcasts get found and discovered, and how we can continue to bring you this great content. So we appreciate that and look forward to hearing from you soon. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Peak Tales. For more information on what was discussed today, contact your local Agilent representative or go online to agilent.com.